Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday accused legacy media outlets of continuously spreading the claim that there is no evidence of election fraud, adding in a statement that, in the end, truth will win. The New York Times and others always insert a clause into their stories without evidence that the election was decided fraudulently. As usual, this is fake news, Trump said in a statement. Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As the country grapples with the surge in the Delta variant of the COVID-19 coronavirus, Dr. Anthony Fauci believes that lockdowns the country saw last year are likely to not return, though he warned things will get worse during an interview on ABC's This Week.
If you look at the acceleration of the number of cases, the 7-day average has gone up substantially. You know, what we really need to do, John, we say it over and over again, and it's the truth. We have 100 million people in this country who are eligible to be vaccinated, who are not getting vaccinated.
Hong Kong Chief Executive Carrie Lam on Tuesday announced that the local government is currently drafting a fake news bill aimed at combating what it deems to be misinformation, hatred, and lies, a move which experts have dubbed as the latest assault on press freedom in the city. During a press conference, Lam said that the government was looking into fake news in the city, but didn't provide a timetable. This is USA Radio News.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
A House Republican lawmaker's investigation into the origins of COVID-19 is raising concerns that the pandemic outbreak stemmed from a genetically modified virus which leaked from the Wuhan Institute of Virology, the Chinese city where the disease was first detected in December 2019. Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, released on Monday a third installment in his investigation into the origins of the virus and the missteps by the Chinese government in Beijing in alerting the world to the risks of the pandemic. Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema introduces a bipartisan infrastructure bill in the House. With more, here's USA's Dan Naraki.
A bipartisan group of senators unveiled a $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill Sunday night. The more than 2,700-page bill includes funding for roads, bridges, broadband, and water systems, with more than $550 billion in new spending over the next 8 years. Introducing the bill to the Senate, Arizona Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema said she was proud of the efforts to bring the measure together.
And what I am proud to say is that is what our forefathers intended when they created a system of government that required Republicans and Democrats to come together in a co-equal branch of government and work with each other and with the administration to find legislation and solutions that meet the needs of our countries, individuals and families, companies, communities.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. 855-525-7448. That's 855-525-7448.
You know, it wasn't that long ago that Jonathan Kahn was on with us and said that about every 19 years, when you get into that phase of judgment from God, something happens. Well, here we are, 19 years after 2001, we're dealing with a pandemic. And not very well, thank you very much, because humanoids still think they have a better way. So lots of conversation, lots of ideas, lots of opinion, but right about the time you think you may be gaining ground, there's a variant that's along the way. So mask, no mask, vaccination, all this stuff, and a heated divide that continues to separate America from Americans, believe it or not. And then you've got Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats failing to end the eviction moratorium, and even AOC had to take, surprisingly, I mean, she said, look, at we're in charge. We're the majority here. This should have been extended. We dropped the ball. So it's all on Nancy Pelosi. But, of course, she's, oh, I'll tell you, she's artful because, you know, the mainstream media continues to back her up. I got to bring Bob Edelman on the show right now. Bob, there's so much to talk about. We're going to talk about Mike Lindell and what happened with he and Fox. And I want to get more into that because I'm incredibly, you know, I say incredibly because I've been, you know, drilling down on what Mike has to present to us here in a couple of, well, what, in about eight days, I guess, the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So, but you know, what do you make? I mean, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats, I guess, think that America is so stupid that, you know, we don't have long-term memory. We don't have short-term memory. You know, and meanwhile, the mainstream media, which is covered by a First Amendment right, fails to do its duty for the American people.
Well, Bill, it's a pleasure to be here, and it's a great way to start the day and the week.
Great way to start the day. I'm just dumping all this garbage from the weekend at your front door. I apologize, but hey, this is what America's been dealing with and what we've been talking about this weekend. So go ahead.
Well, I appreciate the opportunity, Bill, and yeah, it's nice to visit with you again. Unfortunately, what's happened here is that Fox has now revealed itself to be part of the mainstream media. There have been some of us who have felt that maybe Fox would be a good alternative place to find coverage that's reasonable and balanced on topics that the mainstream media considers to be anathema. Mm-hmm. But they have simply revealed and removed any kind of doubt about where they fit in this whole mainstream media bias business, and they have sold out. We've written about this often. I write for the New American, which is published by the John Birch Society. Mm-hmm. We've written about this frequently, and our our disappointment over Fox, but this particular issue really nails it. Mm-hmm. Mike Lindell is holding a seminar a symposium, he calls it. It starts a week from tomorrow in South Dakota. It's a by an invitation only, but he is going to be live streaming the entire three-day presentation or symposium on frankspeech.com. It's his network, the Frank Network, frankspeech.com. And all he wanted to do, he went to Fox. He only spent $50 million promoting MyPillow with them last year. He's already spent many tens of millions already this year promoting his company, MyPillow. He said, I'd like to buy an ad to promote my seminar, my symposium, so that people can listen to the questions we have about the election. Fox looked it over and said, no, no thanks. We're not going to do that because that promotes the idea that the election was a fraud, and we simply can't have that be part of the narrative. So Mike, true to his colors, pulled all the rest of the ads, costing Fox an estimated $50 million to support their bias.
Well, it's time that the cancel culture begins to feel what it's like to get canceled. And when you hit them in the pocketbook, it's very effective. But like you said, Fox has been leaning, you know, more and more people were watching, especially after the election and the evening of the election. You started watching, you know, body language, words that were said, how, you know, these the talking heads started falling in line. And even recently, I think it was last week, Bret Baier had challenged Leader McCarthy, and I was really surprised because I thought Leader McCarthy should have been better prepared to answer his question, but he didn't ask a question as much as he made a statement to McCarthy that you don't believe that the election was illegitimate, do you? I mean, it was talk about leading the witness. I mean, he just laid it right out there. But I mean, here's the minority leader, and he folded like a $2 chair. I thought, man, are you kidding me? I mean, we just went through 4 years of the Democrats questioning the legitimacy of a president. They spent over $70 million of the people's money and impeached him. They got Bupkis. And, you know, we have something which I think is much more indicting in terms of the proof. We've got over 1,000 sworn affidavits. If people, you know, when you sign an affidavit like this, you're liable. I mean, you are criminally liable if you were to lie in any way on that affidavit. And so you got over 1,000. Now you have, I think, according to last week, the report, Bob, was that over 50% of Americans, and this is Republican and Democrat alike, certainly more Republicans than Democrats, but you talk about bipartisan, you got Republicans and Democrats agreeing that we need to audit the election.
Yes, isn't that remarkable? Hey, you know, they simply can't tamp down this conversation. And I think that is really the issue here. It's not whether Mike Lindell decided to pull his advertising budget from Fox and exposing Fox for who they are. The real issue is the election fraud. And this symposium is going to celebrate some things that he's already brought to light. He's got a couple of videos out there that we can find. You won't find them on YouTube, but you can find them on other alternative places, which is a vote for freedom, by the way. The insiders simply can't tamp down and eliminate all freedom of speech. The one, of course, is Lindell's absolute proof video, where he has shown, for my satisfaction anyway, that China intervened heavily into each of the counties, of the more than 3,000 counties that were running the election, with packets showing the computer IP addresses and where they were headed and where they came from and so on. He's also put together another video called Absolutely 9-1, 9-0.
Yes.
And his point was that given the information that he has to the Supreme Court, they will absolutely vote 9-0 that the election was stolen.
Yeah. They would have to, for the sake of their own, you know, their own familial interests, that after all, this is a country that they've served, and you've got to, you know, you call the question and saying, look it, here's proof. I mean, those data packs are proof of a crime that was committed, right, Bob?
Yes, exactly. I'd like to comment on that. That's a long video.
I'll tell you what. We've got to go to break. We've got only 8 seconds left. So let's go to break. We'll pick it up from there when we come back. More from Bob Adelman after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Right now, millions of Americans have an uneasy feeling about the future. That's why they're quietly stockpiling as much emergency food as they can. What about you? Do you have enough emergency food to get you through a prolonged crisis? If not, take a moment to shop My Patriot Supply. We're America's leader in emergency preparedness and survival. Since 2008, we've served several million American families like yours. In fact, our mission is your survival. So head on over to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few of our tasty emergency food kits. Our food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage and is shipped quickly and discreetly to your door. One day, you might be eating breakfast, lunch, or dinner while everyone else is standing in a food line. Avoid that. It's too late to act once the other shoe drops. It's time to be self-reliant and prepared. And now you can. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Next month, the Tide Ministry celebrates its 75th anniversary of sharing the Word of God and the truth about Jesus through radio. The celebration will include a gospel read aloud during the Roxbury Holiness Camp meeting in Roxbury, Pennsylvania. Our founder, Reverend Charlie Byers, helped establish Roxbury Camp and then served as the annual camp meeting director for 36 years. We're looking forward to campers joining hands with the Tide International Ministry partners to read through the Gospels in multiple languages. If you can't join us at Roxbury, I encourage you to read some scripture, then meditate on it, and marvel at the fact that God can communicate that same truth in every language known to man. To learn more about the Tide Ministry and how it's speaking God's truth into the hearts of listeners in multiple languages around the world, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Well, he's a regular contributor to the New American Magazine, writing primarily on economics and politics. Bob Adelman is with us, and we were just talking about this symposium, 72 hours of evidence that Michael Lindell and his team, and let me tell you, it is a team with breath. We're not just talking a bunch of yahoos that he found on a corner bar stool somewhere and said, hey, what do you think about this? I mean, these are very intelligent people and very thoughtful people. Plus, you know, the other thing, Bob, and I didn't know this until a couple of weeks ago in talking with Mike, I didn't realize that this guy's a math whiz. I mean, he knows mathematics. And when we're talking about counting the votes, I mean, you know, math is a good thing. And one of the things that he does even in his business is he looks for discrepancies. He says, look, if something is up, you know, surprisingly, because he says, you know, I'm on thousands of stations, and if all of a sudden the business is up by, you know, a couple of grand or something, I want to know why. And I'll drill down deep to find out why it's up. I'll also drill down deep and find out why it's not up if something goes in the wrong direction. But for him, as he tells his story in his book, when he was a crackhead, he was a gambler because he's a numbers guy. And so that's what supported him, you know, and his habit during his before Jesus days.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
That's how God works.
Amen. So let's go ahead and finish up your thought as we were talking about this symposium, this 3 days, 72-hour symposium that's going to be coming up starting a week from tomorrow.
Yeah, the symposium is by invitation only. It's private. We don't know yet who he's invited. He says the movers and the shakers on the conservative side. But it's open to the public through his website, frankspeech.com. And I think that's the point that I'd like to make, is for the skeptics who are still remaining in the camp of, gee, I don't know about the election. Lindell thinks he has proof that it was a fraud from the beginning. The major media has hired fact checkers to say that, oh, this is bogus and that Biden is a legitimate president. I don't know where to stand in the middle, et cetera, et cetera. I think the real issue is whether or not Lindell has uncovered the data that is sufficient to persuade those middle of the roaders that there was election fraud of a massive sort. And so I'm going to be inviting, and I'll be attending some of that, but inviting people to that frankspeech.com symposium that starts next Tuesday. Speaking of numbers, there are other proofs outside of what Lindell has come up with. And I have found very persuasive Peter Navarro's The Navarro Report. Mm-hmm. He was the trade representative for Trump and a brilliant guy all by himself. And a person can simply type into his search engine of choice, the Navarro Report. It's a three-part piece that explains how various elements, he bases it on some, well, let me read it to you. He says, what have we got here? More than 50 lawsuits and judicial rulings, thousands of affidavits, as you have referenced, mm-hmm. and declarations, testimony in a variety of state venues, published analyses by think tanks and legal centers, videos and photos and public comments and extensive press covers. Based on all of that, he's come up with three separate volumes, providing what he says is a well-documented tally of potentially illegal votes on a state-by-state and category-by-category basis. One of the most persuasive for me, and I'm typically a skeptic until I can really get down to it, is the bellwether counties that we've written about when the election was taking place. These bellwether counties, there are 18 counties mm-hmm. that have voted for the president between 88 and 100% of the time in elections dating back to 1956. And in 2012 and in 2016, all 18 of them picked the president.
Mm-hmm.
In 2020, 15 of those 18 went for Trump. So there's an anomaly for you. Mm-hmm. How did that possibly happen? Now, that's just a tiny little piece. But right. You're talking about numbers and being happy with numbers. If some numbers don't lie, obviously liars can figure, but right. figures can be misinterpreted. Anyway, there's going to be an awful lot of that at this symposium. And so right. using your loud megaphone, Bill, I'm going to urge readers who are still skeptics to listen to at least part of the symposium at frankspeech.com.
Well, bring your skepticism. There's nothing wrong with that. That's healthy. We should all be skeptical. My question is, back to Brett Baer is, the sad thing is, Brett, I don't know that there was fraud. There's lots of questions, whenever you bring up the question or you even talk about it, people want you to shut up. They say, well, no, it's not. Methinks you complain too much. I mean, even to the point, look what Merrick Garland is doing now. The Justice Department is moving in on all these states and trying to put some federal pressure on them, threatening them. I mean, the letters that are being sent out to these election board members, we're talking something like what happened during the era of Barack Obama, if you recall, and Lois Lerner, and what she did with all the Tea Party and conservative groups by not giving them, what was right for them to do, to have, a tax exemption. And look what happened by the manipulation that, that she did, that she affected based on a wink, wink from the president. To make this happen. You had people waiting for years. And I'll tell you, Bob, if we did an analysis on it, I guarantee you at least 6, if not 8 voting cycles were affected. Maybe even to this day because of what they did to everyday Americans that said, hey, you know what? I want to do my civic duty. I want to get involved. And they did everything they could to tamp them out. I mean, there's still remnants of the Tea Party out there, but there's no doubt that they took a lot of air out of their balloon with the shenanigans that they were doing, and the Justice Department is doing that right now. I mean, it's amazing how the Justice Department talks about the interference of everyday citizens asking questions about, voter integrity, and they call that being manipulative, and there they are with their strong arm threatening to do all kinds of havoc to people and threatening to put them in jail.
I was on a recent road trip. This is not a detour here. Mary and I went on a road trip, and we visited, among other places, Appleton, Wisconsin, which is the headquarters of the John Birch Society. I've been writing for the Society for more than 10 years, and I have never met my editor. And so I took the opportunity to meet him. And on the way, while I was there, I had 20 minutes with the president of the John Birch Society, Bill Hahn. What a remarkably impressive individual he is. And I asked him, what is the status of the freedom fight from his perspective? Now, remember the JBS has weathered 50 years of attacks and is intimately acquainted with those kinds of attacks. And Bill was very positive, and I wanted to bring that message to your people.
Okay.
He said he is more encouraged now than he has been in a long, long time. He said the opposition is running naked in the streets. And I thought that was an interesting expression. I said, would you explain what you mean by that? And he said, well, they have simply exposed themselves.
Oh, without a doubt.
Totally and completely, that there is a war going on here, that they're not trying to hide anything. They're not trying to, soften anything or cover up anything. They mean to destroy the American Republic. And he said, that is the best thing that we, who are truth tellers, have going for us, that the color, the cover, the facade, the veil, the curtain has been pulled aside. And we know now exactly what the enemy is and what they're trying to do. And, of course, the Society has is part of the answer. But I just thought that positive thing needed to be said on your show today.
I'm so glad you did, Bob. That's important because people need to realize, like in any war, first of all, who's your enemy? Who are you fighting? And what are you fighting for, right?
Exactly.
And the mainstream media has been very deceptive in this process to try to, cover things up. But, there's a limit to the ink, right? There's only so much ink that you can use to cover up the lies because the truth always finds a way to make its way out through the mass of it all. And I'm so grateful for that. Bob Adelman, a contributor to the New American Magazine. Thank you, Bob. Take
care. Listen up, America. You've heard all about tiny homes. Now, through this limited time offer, you can buy one for under $60,000. Yes, buy your new living space for under $60,000. with amazing easy payment plans. Imagine having up to 550 square feet of new living space that we can easily ship to your location and help with setup. Put your new small tiny home in your backyard or any empty lot. They make a perfect in-law cottage or turn a piece of property into a rental. Plus, they're great as a man cave, she shed, or home office. We have a limited supply, so order your tiny home right now for under $60,000 with a small down payment and easy payment plans. Call Teddy Sheds and buy your tiny home. Here's the number.
800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. 800-279-0419. That's 800-279-0419.
USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards. Former President Donald Trump on Sunday accused legacy media outlets of continuously spreading the claim that there is no evidence of election fraud, adding in a statement that, in the end, truth will win. The New York Times and others always insert a clause into their stories without evidence that the election was decided fraudulently. As usual, this is fake news, Trump said in a statement. Missouri Democrat Cori Bush slammed her House colleagues for adjourning for August recess without passing an extension of the CDC eviction moratorium for renters. Bush is sleeping on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in an effort to appeal to her colleagues to extend the moratorium.
Their human dignity, and they deserve for the people that are paid to represent them to show up and do the work to make sure that they have their basic needs met.
She says she will stay there until something gets done. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Back with you, fresh and independent, just the way you'd like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Bill Martinez here. We got Bruce Thatcher coming up in just a few seconds, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Isn't it just like the Democrats, they offer to be there, you know, they want to be there from birth, to the grave, with all these entitlements and everything, and typical of the Democrats, they'll cut you off at the ankles. I mean, they just decide, they've got to take a break. Eviction? No big problem. I mean, we'll work it out. Whatever, we'll just let the chips fall as they're going to fall. Meanwhile, you got real people that are having to deal with evictions because Congress just didn't want to do their job. And even AOC had to say that, look, this is on us. This is the Democrats. So we've got the majority. We just failed to act. And now you've got Cori Bush. She's, I guess, spending the night there on the Capitol steps, to make her point and to really call her party on account of people who were conditioned to rely on the Democrats. But again, this is what the Democrats do. They build you up, Buttercup, and then they can't deliver. Bruce Thatcher is with us from History Speaks. Hey, Bruce, how you doing?
I'm doing just fine, and I've been listening with very interest to your previous guest, Bob Edelman, talking about some of these same things.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, here it is. All this stuff is a ruse anyway. I mean, in a sense that they use the people's money. And, whether it's to quiet the people with what they're doing, what the Justice Department is doing in quieting these, Maricopa and threatening these civil servants who are there, offering their services.
out of the goodness, they're not on a payroll here, Bruce. They're just doing it for the sake of their civic duty, and now they're being threatened by the Justice Department, you know, much the same way as I think in many cases, if the truth be known, where these people who are incarcerated, some 500 American citizens, yes, some broke the law, but not all 500 broke the law. We're talking a very small percentage, but some are being held in, you know, solitary confinement. I mean, this is something that should be outlawed, that should not even happen, that somebody be put in solitary confinement, much less somebody who was there at the Capitol, and which I still don't understand because I'm doing the numbers on this. And I don't know if you looked at it, but we had, supposedly, they say there's 2,500 Capitol police that surround the Capitol. But in that day, there was something like only 800. And the report was there was about 500 civilians, unarmed civilians, who went into the Capitol, some by invitation. We don't know what that exact number was, but we even saw it on video. They were invited to come into the Capitol. So there wasn't a quote-unquote breach and a storming of it. Maybe in some cases that was the case, but not 100%. And but when you talk about the odds, 800 of armed police officers not able to hold back 500, what happened?
Well, you know, ask the question, what do you mean by not able? What really has occurred in terms of not able?
Right.
As you just pointed out, in many cases they actually opened doors for them, invited them in, kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened there, but strikes me as we're talking here is, excuse me, is compare how we're treating those American citizens with what's going on at the southern border.
Exactly.
And the people that we're dealing with at the southern border are not American citizens. They're not in the country legally. It's just incredible. And we're literally inviting them in. We're inviting in, and some just as at the Capitol, some are people who have committed crimes and people who are committing crimes and people who intend to commit crimes. That's probably a very small part, mm-hmm. percent of all the people who are coming in, but we're inviting them all in.
Yeah, this
we
is right.
It's them in.
Yeah, it's Russian roulette in a sense,
yeah.
Isn't it? And not only that, but the other thing is we're still dealing with a pandemic, right? And then we've got this recent outbreak that's going on and talking about remasking and let's go ahead and have more lockdowns again, another phase of it. And meanwhile, our southern border is wide open and the Border Patrol is saying we got people who are infected with COVID here.
We have Border Patrol officers who have been infected by it from the people who are coming in. I don't know what the numbers are, but people are coming in, mm-hmm. Who are carrying the COVID virus, mm-hmm. and they're not even being checked for it.
No, exactly. And let me ask you this. I mean, I know this sounds a bit conspiratorial, but again, not letting any good crisis go to waste here. Here we've got human viral missiles at our border that are being sent into the interior by plane, train, automobile, military transport, other means into the depth. Wouldn't it be, and this is the conspiratorial end, so you have to put up with me and just pray for me, but my mind just happens to go there because there's so much diabolical stuff that's been happening in the body politic lately, I wouldn't put it past them. If Joe Biden is saying, okay, hey, make sure you dump those into the red states. Let's infect Florida. Let's go after Texas. Let's go after the states that haven't been complying, and let's load them up with these infected illegal aliens. Is that too far-fetched?
I don't know whether it's too far-fetched or not. It is one of the possibilities. It is one of the possibilities, and even if it isn't as direct as all that, it could be. Let's load up these states with these undocumented citizens, non-citizens, and yeah, we know some of them are carrying coronavirus. Well, that's just the way it is. Too bad for them.
Right.
I don't know whether it's a conscious or a defined conspiracy, but I suspect that it's a consideration that doesn't bother any of the people who are making the policy to distribute the the illegals.
Right.
And forgive me for using that term, but that's what they are.
Well, you only have to ask the president for forgiveness, because he's the one that has rewritten that and wanted to take illegal alien out of the lexicon, right? In his administration, he says we will no longer use the term illegal when we're talking about immigrants coming in who are illegal, right?
Yeah, he said that way back at the first of the year.
Mm-hmm.
He said we're not going to use it anymore, and he sent a bill to Congress that stripped that term out of everything. Mm-hmm. Hasn't been passed yet.
But Democrats, being what they do, they forget about the law. They're acting on it. I mean, this is 70 years, as you wrote about, 70 years of precedent. I mean, this is a law. You know, illegal aliens are defined and codified
in the 1952. Immigration and Nationality Act. That's right. That is the legal term.
Yes.
And the only place is the Biden administration's order to the immigration judges that came out a couple of weeks ago and directed them to stop using the term illegal alien did have one caveat, which says when you're writing an actual legal opinion or legal document about it, you will have to use the term illegal alien, because that's the law.
Mm-hmm.
But in everything else, in all communication about it, the immigration judges are now barred from using the term illegal alien. They got to use these euphemisms like undocumented individual or undocumented non-citizen. You know, the longer terms that intend to modify the fact of what's going on.
Well, because the narrative overwhelms the truth. This is what's been happening all along. Before you know it, people believe that to be the case because that's what they hear on TV, that's what they read in social media, that's what they hear the President of the United States saying. I mean, there's an abandonment of codified law and reference, and then all of a sudden we're becoming a nation run by narrative and opinion.
Here we go back to the...
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Bruce Thatcher after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happens. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.375% with a 2.54% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation. Under the finance law, number 603D787. An equal opportunity lender. Rates subject to change and may not be available at rate lock. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Happy Monday. Bill Martinez here. A brand new month. August the 2nd already. Can you believe it? Wow. It is flying by. Before you know it, the midterms will be here. I know. I heard the hallelujah in the background. Everybody's going, hallelujah, midterms. Maybe that's the answer. I don't know. You know, Bruce Thatcher is with us. He's the founder of History Speaks, immigration expert and author. I got to tell you, this is the definitive book on immigration, in my humble opinion. And you, if you don't have this in your library and you haven't read it, you need to, because it will give you an understanding, a clear understanding of all the things that America has been doing that are right, some of the things that are bad, especially right now. The title of the book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils and Make It Work. Clearly, what the Biden administration is doing, Bruce Thatcher, right now, is not working. I mean, even their own party members are going, Joe, come on, buddy. Let's get on this. You can't just leave the border open. I mean, all the stuff we're doing, there's nothing good coming of this, you know, letting people come in, MS-13, gang members, people with COVID. Here we are, this good nation, the light on the hill here that is now becoming, you know, the epicenter for human trafficking. Is that disgusting or what?
It is disgusting, and I'll get. Let me get back to the book. The subtitle of the book is "How to Make It Work."
Yes,
and our immigration policy, our current non-policy, does not work because it doesn't follow the things that would make immigration work. It follows every little political nuance that somebody wants to play into it, and they only address the edges of the problem. Part of the edges of the problem is what they've done with language as it relates to immigration, but that's only one of the things.
Mm-hmm.
The Biden administration has submitted, and I saw it in the news, a comprehensive plan for immigration reform, and I read through it. There's nothing comprehensive about it. Mm-hmm. It addresses only some of the most charged political issues of the moment,
mm-hmm.
and absolutely ignores the really tough things. And you can see it in what they issue to Congress. And it isn't just been the Biden administration. This has been going on for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But
Bruce, let me interject this for just a moment. With all due respect, the word comprehensive and Joe Biden somehow I cannot put together. I know, you know, it's worth a chuckle, but still, I mean, seriously, comprehensive and Joe Biden,
you know, just doesn't work in the same sentence.
Well, I'll go on with you there, and I think comprehension and current elected senators and representatives doesn't go together because, and you referred to it early, all of them are interested in only one thing,
mm-hmm.
re-election.
Right.
So that means their total scope of interest is either until it's till the next election, which is maybe is only a year away for some of them right now.
Exactly.
So that's all they're interested in dealing with. And as a result, we get all these short-term things that they believe mm-hmm. will increase the votes that they will get. And then they walk away from the consequences of what
right.
they do. And
well, like Bob Adelman was saying, you know, in terms of what has happened here, and I think that Donald Trump really ignited and was the catalyst for this, and that is the idea, and we've been talking about this all along, is that he's been an exposing catalyst. And listen to what Nancy Pelosi had to say about Democrats and even Republicans regarding the January 6th, special committee hearing, right?
Uh-huh.
And it was like, look at it, if you don't behave yourself, you got consequences coming your way. Excuse me?
That's right.
Excuse me?
You're really investigate what you got an outcome already determined from the report, and so don't interfere.
Right.
I attended a Republican convention in Illinois, a state convention, as a representative to it, was my introduction to how party politics works. Mm-hmm. And I was astounded that I and nobody else had any voice at all. I mean, everything was decided.
Yes.
And determined in advance. And that's what's going on here. And if you think that anybody is going to really, at the top levels, is going to really do anything about having concise language and cleaning things up or trying to get things done, you're going to be disappointed.
Exactly.
Donald Trump. Look at the arrests at the border, mm-hmm. apprehensions at the border. It had declined to historic lows by the end of the Trump administration. And within 1 month, it zipped up. And within 2 or 3 months, it is now at historic highs.
I like how Jim Jordan framed it, Bruce. He said, March was a record number for arrest until April. And April was the number until May. May was the number until June. It's been climbing, to your point, every month.
I mean, it's when you put it on a graph, it's just incredible. You think,
yes.
This is going to hit the ceiling.
Yeah.
And it is, because the message being delivered by this administration is, come on in.
Yes.
And so people, not just people from middle Central American countries, people from all over the world are now coming through that route
mm-hmm.
and joining those groups and just walking across the border. You can't get in. That citizens cannot get in that easily
mm-hmm.
from Canada or Mexico.
Exactly.
But non-citizens,
yeah.
There I go,
yeah.
aliens can come in illegally and they
and
are
be rewarded.
Welcome.
And be rewarded,
yeah, rewarded
for
rewarded,
it. Right. Yeah, sure. People do that which they get rewarded for. And right now, Joe Biden has the Treasury wide open, he and Nancy Pelosi, and they're handing out free money. So here it is. Who wouldn't want to come here? And then you wonder, okay, to what purpose? Well, the purpose, obviously, is not to uphold this democratic republic. It's to utterly destroy it from the inside out. This is what's going on. And you may think, you go, wait a minute, don't the Democrats want to have something at the end of the day? Oh,
they do.
They do. They think they do. But let me tell you what. There were people just like them in Cuba that thought at the end of the day they were going to have something. And what did they end up with?
Oh, yes. And then... In a dozen other countries, too.
Exactly.
The same process. Not only currently, but historically. Or I should say not only historically, but currently.
Mm-hmm.
Same things going on. And when I think about what we can do as citizens about it, I have to go down to the local level. And mm-hmm. I say what you do, you can operate and function on the local level effectively.
Exactly.
And when you see these things going on in the schools, when you hear the terminology going on social media and all this stuff, you need to confront it.
Yes.
You need to confront it. Mm-hmm. And
you bring up a right point. That's where it begins. This is where the power, where change can really happen at a local level. Local is most effective. I agree with you. And you know, because people say, well, where do I start? Start in your neighborhood. First of all, start with yourself, okay?
Uh-huh.
You know, take an inventory of yourself. Ask yourself some critical questions, and then ask, is your city, is your community lining up with the values and that you believe that this country should believe in? And then you'll take on those obvious issues, whether it's critical race theory or social injustice or whatever it is, and go be a champion for that at the local level. Go be that change that you want to see and, you know, that you want to see in others. And go be the example first, and you'd be surprised what happens and how quickly it happens. If you go after it at a federal level, the system, like you say, is so locked in. It's every two, every 4 years. The paradigm is so locked in by the Democrats and Nancy Pelosi. And look at just in California alone for the last 80 years, I'm told there have been four families that have controlled that state for 80 years. What does
that
tell you?
Yeah.
And how many other states are the same way that are controlled by families, you know, if you want to call them local czars or whatever the name you want to use for them, right? I mean,
that's right.
Just the nature of it.
But it is, and again, as you say, it is at the local level where you can exercise some power. You can call a teacher to account who's not teaching correct history. And I don't mean by correct, I don't mean ideologically correct, I mean correct.
Mm-hmm.
You can call a teacher to account for demanding that students not use certain words or give them bad grades when they write a paper on the wrong subject. You can call them to account and you can be effective. You can absolutely be effective at the local level.
You'd be surprised, and this is what's happening. I mean, look at the mother bears. You know, we say the mother bears, but also there's some father bears that are getting in line, too, and they're seeing that change can happen at the local level, and they're coming after these, these ideological school board members and putting pressure on this whole CRT thing. It's not going to be an easy walk in the park, and as if that's not enough, and then you got that other idea, that other reform deal that was in Joe Biden's policy book, about the abolishment. What was it? What was the name? Oh, gosh. My name, all of a sudden,
it left me for just a moment.
I'll pick it up here in just a minute. But anyway, that was, accidentally left in there. Are you kidding me? How was that accidentally left in there?
Yeah. I know what you're talking about now, but it is everybody in America who is unhappy with all this needs to remember that it started in the local schools
exactly
50, 60, 70 years ago, and that's the only way it's really going to be fixed.
Yeah, that was the Abolitionist Teaching Network. I knew it would come to mind sooner or later here, Bruce, so forgive me. Again, Bruce's book, Immigration, How to Avoid Its Perils, Make It Work. This will be quite the enlightenment for you and help you understand what is going on. He is the founder of History Speaks. Thank you, Bruce Thatcher, as always. Right. Appreciate it. Take care.
Bye.
It's about time for the 15th anniversary of Sunny Bay. And it may be our 15-year anniversary, but it's your chance at winning from weekly drawings in our contest for better health. We owe our success to you, GCN listeners. So as our thanks, you may win our grand prize, an Amazon gift card, plus Sunny Bay's complete set of superior pain relief products and services with a total prize value up to $4,152. How do you enter the Sunny Bay 15th anniversary contest for better health? Easy. Just click sunny-bay.com. No purchase necessary. Remember, there will be weekly drawings. Yes, it's our 15th anniversary, and it's your chance to win in Sunny Bay's 15th anniversary contest for better health. For complete contest rules and prize values, visit sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Hi, I'm Dan.